Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm from Opinion Research. Can you hear me okay?
You're from what?
Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Your answer is anonymous and confidential. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. And this survey is about climate crisis. Would you like to participate?
I don't know what it's about.
It's about the climate change.
Okay. What about it?
Okay. Let's see here. It says, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not too concerned.
Okay, thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I've been financially impacted, but I don't know if it's because of the climate change.
Okay, so you would say somewhat disagree?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, here. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support it?
Okay, thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Yeah, support.
Support, okay, thank you. I am going to read a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal, okay? So the first one is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Thank you. Second, installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
No, support.
Okay. Third one, improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
Yeah, support.
Okay. Next one, increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose?
Yeah, support.
Okay, next one. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Support.
Okay, next one. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Support, of course.
Okay, and the last one. Expanding quality health care.
Yeah, support that one too.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? So the first one would...
Yeah, it's okay. Convincing.
Okay, the first one is, the communities who have contributed the last the least to this climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by the more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. You think that statement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing?
No, somewhat convincing.
Okay, somewhat. Thank you. How about this one? Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Would you say the statement is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too
convincing?
Very?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one is, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engage in decades of denial and deception, blocking and the transition for cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Very convincing?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion on the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
It has impact.
So you say you enhance your opinion about the lawmaker?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in this state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I think it doesn't have no impact on my opinion.
What was that?
I say it doesn't have an impact on my opinion.
No impact?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Next one. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion, or would it stay the same?
Yeah, it have my impact my opinion.
Enhance?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to the consumers? Would you strongly support it, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support it.
Okay, thank you. In the 2024 election, I'm sorry, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
I'm a Democrat, so I'll vote for Biden.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, and will assist us greatly in the analyzing of your response. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64?
50 to 64.
Okay, thank you. And with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is your race? Is white, African American, or other?
American.
I'm sorry?
African American.
Okay, thank you. And for not the gender, are you a female or a male?
I'm a female.
Okay. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for participating, okay? We really appreciate it. You have yourself a great night, okay?
Yes, yeah.
Bye-bye.